B'tochen for Life, Shir number 127, Sunday, Parshas Dvarim. We are talking about the third level of B'tochen that the Chavis Avavis brings, which is Tikva, that a person should have hope, and a person should always have hope. And if a person, Chas V'Shalom, gives up hope on any situation, whether it's a big situation or a small thing, when a person gives up hope, Rachmana Litzlan, he shuts HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of his life. Because he is demonstrating that because he doesn't see a way out, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a way out, and such an attitude keeps HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, and Chas V'Shalom, a person will maybe not witness a Yeshua. So how does a person keep up feeling hope, even if the situation seems hopeless? Again, we are talking about a person that's going through a big tzar, Rachman al-Itzlan, or even small things that come up in life. How does a person keep the attitude of Kilishuas Chakivinu Kalayim, that I hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole day? So let's understand. When it comes to B'tachin, we should never try to force an emotion. If we don't feel it, we have to use various tools to develop it. But if we try to force it, we won't get there. Because B'tachin is about emotion. It's not about intellectual ideas. So we have to find the right tools to internalize the emotions that we should feel it naturally, not that we have to force ourselves to feel it. So number one, the way to attain hope is the same way we attain any level of bitachon, with constant repetition. Repeat again and again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way out of here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save me, and I hope to Hashem that Emir Hashem He will save me. And the more you repeat it to yourself, even if you don't feel it, but when a person verbalizes it, it will eventually penetrate and we will start feeling hope. And that works in all areas of B'tochen. Another tool we discussed is a person sings different songs of B'tochen, like we mentioned, and if a person would sing to himself, Kilishuascha Kivinu Kalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I hope to you, and I hope for your Yeshua, and you sing it in a sing-song fashion, you will also start to feel it. But there is a tool that works specifically for the concept of hope. And that is when a person steps back from his problem. Meaning when a person is caught up in his problem and he's busy with all the details, it is very difficult to hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. Because he already tried every avenue and he's entertaining this and that and he doesn't see a way out. And the more he is busy with the details, the more it is difficult to feel hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what a person should do is to take a step back and say, I'm not getting busy with what's going on. Right now I have a problem and I hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me. And the less you get busy with the issue and the less you allow the issue to sit on your head, the easier it will be to feel hope. Because hope is a general feeling. You don't have to know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you. You just have to hope for His Yeshua. So when you pull yourself out of the problem and don't get busy with all the different eitzes, how to save yourself, you just hope in a general sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way out, and I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I hope that Emir Tzashem He will save me, and I never give up hope. No matter how hopeless the situation seems, that will help a person develop feelings of Kilishuascha Kivinu Kalayim, to have a general hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, and then he is opening the door to Emir Tzashem experience a real Yeshua.